Now, I mentioned earlier we got listeners phoning us from very early about an operation on James Roos Drive targeting tippers and dogs, trucks and dogs. The New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner, Michael Corboy, was at Rose Hill this morning for the operation. Let's find out what happened. Assistant Commissioner Corboy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Was this WestConnex or just trucks generally?
Look, the most of the trucks we've brought up are connected with WestConnex. Obviously, the Royal Easter Show there is on at the moment, so we couldn't use our usual spot at Olympic Park. So we moved it to Rose Hill. So we pulled up mostly the trucks coming from WestConnex. But look, we scooped up a couple of other truck and dogs while we're at the operation, so which is still running at the moment. We expect to run through for an hour or so.
How many have you checked and how many have you got?
Well, we've got over 30 trucks at the moment. When I left, there was 30, and there was a long line of trucks waiting. I can report there's been an improvement. We got no license offences. All the trucks' registrations are in order. There's nil drugs. We only got a minor overweight. So they are listening. They are working with us, and there is some improvement in governance. But still, we've got 15 trucks with minor defects. And just in the last 5 minutes, I've just had a notice come through. So there's two trucks that there's just been red defected through brakes. So there is still a couple of dangerous trucks there, which is concerning. So it does take a bit of a gloss off a morning where I thought that things were improving, and they have, but there's still a long way to go.
Well, in other words, 15 minor defects, and that could be something that could be rectified very quickly, but brakes are a major problem. You've got trucks
on
the road with loaded with, of course, rocks and dust and dirt, with no brakes or limited brakes.
Especially when they're going down places like Mount Ousley and those other places we've seen in the past where there's been horrific accidents. And our job's all about is protecting the public, Ray, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, well done. So the message is getting through, and it will finally sink in even to the thickest skull that if you're going to drive a vehicle, you need it to be as safe as you possibly can make it, not without brake problems.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to keep doing this till I get it right.
Okay, well done, thank you. Assistant Thanks, Commissioner Ray. Michael Corboy, who's out at Rose Hill this morning. So I'm going to say that he sounded fairly positive, and then I suspect during our conversation he was passed a note saying we've just had two major defects relating to brakes. And I spoke yesterday about talking to the boys out the back, not with trucks and dogs, just with tippers, because they're going into Kent Street to get loaded up and they can't get the truck and dogs in there, so they just take the tippers in there. And good, decent, hard-working blokes. The trucks look fantastic, look like they're well-maintained and all the rest of it, but when you have big, you know, jobs like the one they're having at WestConnex, there's a lot of money to be made, and all of a sudden, a bit like the Pink Bat scheme put on by the Rudd government, you've got a whole range of cowboys wanting to get in and get their teeth into the money. Well, hopefully, through the incessant work of RMS and Highway Traffic Patrol and Assistant Commissioner Corboy, the message will get into all the operators that the trucks need to be in tip-top shape.